hello and welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trent, it's my name, and I'm going to play you an hour's worth of great bluegrass music from my shelves of CDs. We've got little bits of everything here, from some old-time stuff to some classic bluegrass to some contemporary or much more contemporary bluegrass. And I hope you're going to enjoy some of the selections. We're going to start off with Junior Sisk and Rambler's Choice. This comes under the heading to me of sort of classic bluegrass. These guys are sort of all late 30s, mid 40s type pickers, and they just play it like they know the music. Junior Sisk on guitar and lead vocals, Tim Massey on bass and harmony vocals, and Chris Harris on mandolin and some harmony vocals, Billy Hawks on fiddle, and Daryl Wilkerson on banjo. They're great players. Their album's produced by Ronnie Bowman. It's on Rebel, and the album is called Blue Side of the Blue Ridge, and it's some real hard-driving bluegrass. We're going to hear two tracks, Leaving Baker County, and then a little bit of this and a little bit of that. It's a really interesting song, well-worded, talking about home life that he remembers as a kid and the words of his mother. So I hope you're going to enjoy Junior Sisk and Rambler's Choice.
One time Baker County's right. Her daddy was the man in Baker County. He offered me employment, but I a new car. He never had a new house.
said living for the money and what life's all about. And it was paycheck to paycheck, still he'd count his blessings. He always had an answer for when the money'd run out. You take a little this, you take a little that, it ain't no mystery, then he'd just laugh. You take a whole lot of love and don't you hold back. You take a little this and a little bit of that. Don't knock it till you try it. Go on, give it a whirl. You take a little this, you take a little that. It ain't no mystery. Go on and have you a laugh. You take a whole lot of love and don't you hold back. You take a little this and a little bit of that. Sunday wasn't Sunday without Jesus and Mama. We went from hallelujah to Daddy saying grace.
Well, wasn't that a nice song? I thought that was just great, and I hope you enjoyed it too. Way back in 2013, I had the opportunity to go to the Bristol Rhythm and Roots Festival and heard a great band from Minnesota that left a lasting impression on me. And basically, it was a five-piece band of guys, sort of middle-aged bluegrasses, with a woman singing lead. And I thought, oh, that's a little bit like Hamilton County. And we had and so I took particular notice of them. They do some great songs. And the band is called Detour. Jeff Rose on mandolin harmony vocals and Scott Zylstra on guitar and harmony vocals. Peter Nupfer, sorry, Peter, if I get your name wrong, fiddle. Kevin Gogia on banjo and Jack Grant on bass. And Missy Armstrong was a lead vocalist with the band, and they made a great sound. I really enjoyed them. I'm going to play a couple of tracks from their album. The album is called A Better Place, recorded in their home state of Minnesota. And I'm going to play two tracks, A Better Place and I'll Go Stepping Too. Here's Detour.
Looking for a better place where my heart is free from care. I'm looking for a better place. All my friends will meet me there, where the sun always shines upon my face. I'm looking for a better place. I'm looking for a better place where I can finally stand and I won't have to hurt. When I hold my baby's hand and the pain that wrecks my body is finally erased. I'm looking for a better place where my heart is free from care. I'm looking for a better place. All my friends will meet me there, where the sun always shines upon my face. I'm looking for a better place. Thank you. looking for a better place, where my heart is free from care. I'm looking for a better place. All my friends will meet me there, where the sun always shines upon my face, where my Savior always shines upon my face.
That song's been recorded by lots and lots of people, hasn't it? That's a great song. I'll go stepping to. Bit of a threat, really, to a relationship, but I shouldn't comment on that. It's just a great bluegrass song. My friend Keith McMillan and I were talking about some tunes, and he was reminded of a tune called the Spanish Two-Step, which is such a neat tune, and he played me a bit on mandolin, and he'd heard Chet Atkins playing it with Hank Snow and commented on how well Hank Snow played guitar. He was a really good picker, and Keith really enjoyed this tune, and I said, well, that's an old Western swing tune by Bob Wills, and but it's been played by all sorts of people, so I'm going to play first off a sort of an old-time version from a fiddler called Red Wilson, and this is from an album called Mountains, Moonshine and Music, and Red Wilson is definitely an old-timer. It's got 20-some tunes on it. We've had a couple of them before. That's where some time ago I played a tune called The Train Killed the Mule. This time we're going to play Spanish Two-Step, but if you listen a little bit later in the show, we'll also have Bob Wills playing the new Spanish Two-Step, which is when he recorded it with some words. So here's a tune for Keith McMillan. Anyway, it played a little differently from what he might expect, the Spanish Two-Step. Was the Spanish Two-Step played by Red Wilson, and he made it sound just like a classic old-time tune, didn't he? So listen later on, we might hear the Western Swing version of it. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm proud to say we're sponsored by Shearer's Music Works, a big music store in Hamilton, New Zealand, where the show comes from, and they've been supporting local music in Hamilton for many, many years. Go and see them. They'll help you out with new instruments, new music to play, and all the accessories you could possibly want. Very helpful bunch, and thanks to Shearer's Music for sponsoring Back Porch Bluegrass. Here's one of my favourites now. What are we going to have? It's all set up to go on number two. Bill Emerson and Wayne Taylor, and they're doing a Jim and Jesse song, Too Many Tears.
Times to me you lied. Too many tears have washed away the love we shared in yesterday. Too many nights I've been alone, until at last all hope is gone. Too many tears can break a heart. Too many tears caused us to part. Trusted you until you broke my heart in two. Too many tears have fell in vain, and now they washed away the pain. Too many nights I've been alone, until at last all hope is gone. Too many tears can break a heart. Too many tears caused us to part.
only tears you will regret in future years. There'll be no one to cry for you. Too many tears will make you blue. Too many nights I've been alone, until at last all hope is gone. Too many tears can break a heart. Too many tears caused us to part.
Bill Emerson and Wayne Taylor with Too Many Tears. Way back in the early days of my bluegrass music, we tried to get hold of any albums that we possibly could, from importing them from the USA. And occasionally local importers would have something if it was a label that they regularly dealt with. And the Vanguard label was a label that sometimes turned up in our record shops in New Zealand. And we were delighted when an album by the Greenbrier Boys, Ragged But Right, turned up. It was recorded in 1964, and these are a bunch of New York boys who've been playing bluegrass music. This is quite apart from the home of bluegrass in the Virginia and Tennessee and North Carolina, etc. Ralph Rinsler, mandolin and vocals, John Harold, guitar and vocals, Bob Yellen, banjo and vocals, Eric Weisberg on bass, fine banjo player, and had a wonderful album called New Dimensions in Banjo and Bluegrass with Marshall Brickman, some fine playing on that. And Sandy Block also played bass on some tunes. And this is a wide range of music. Most musicians like these guys came from diverse backgrounds in music, grew out of the folk music scene maybe around New York, and just were influenced by things other than the old-time country music and the bluegrass music. And there's a wide range of stuff on this album, and I picked a couple of tunes, a straightforward bluegrass tune from Jim Eanes called I Cry It Again, and then an old tune by Bradley Kincaid and Grandpa Jones called Methodist Pie, which has got so many words in it that he just absolutely spits it out. Ralph Rinsler went on to be the manager of Bill Monroe, and in fact transformed Bill Monroe's music, and he coined the term the father of bluegrass, and really made something of Bill's music. He wrote wonderful notes for his albums, and everyone started really understanding the role that Bill Monroe had played in bluegrass music. I was at the 1971 Bean Blossom Festival when we had the bluegrass story, and Ralph Rinsler narrated that story, and he was the one who introduced Lester Flatt and his band on stage to play with Bill Monroe in the bluegrass story, and that was the first time that had happened, and Ralph made a absolutely brilliant speech. Fine musician as well, mandolin player, guitar player, and we're going to hear from the Greenbrier Boys, I Cried Again, and then Methodist Pie.
I love you dear when you were well. I love you when I held your hand. I bowed my head and cried again.
I cried again when I reached home. There sat your picture all alone. I thought of things that might have been.
Turn away and try it again.
right again when I reach home. There set your picture all alone. I thought of things that might have been. I bowed my head and cried again.
Each other how they love one another and to make a hallelujah's ring. There was old Uncle Dan'l and Brother Ebenezer, Uncle Rufus and a singing gal Sue, Aunt Polly and Melinda and old Mother Binda. Well, I never seen a happier crew. Oh, children,
oh, children,
I believe. Oh, little children,
oh, now, children,
don't I believe.
I believe. Oh, well, children, oh, now, children,
I believe.
I'm a Methodist till I die.
I'm a Methodist, it is my belief. I'm a Methodist till I die. When old grim death comes a-knockin' at the door, Methodist till I die. Don't they all go there to have a big time and eat their grub so fine? Have applesauce, butter, and a sugar in the gourd and a great big Methodist pie. Well, you ought to hear it ringing when they all get to singing that good old bye-bye. Brother Jimmy McGee in the top of a tree hollered, Lord, I'm born to die. Oh, children,
oh, children,
I believe. Oh, little children,
oh, now, children,
don't I believe.
I believe.
Oh,
well,
the children,
swinging and go down and
I believe.
And singing,
I'm a Methodist till I die. I'm a Methodist, it is my belief. I'm a Methodist till I die. When old grim death comes a-knocking at the door, Methodist till I die. A cyclone coming through the air, you could hear them shout a half a mile. Then the bell rings loud and the great big crowd breaks ranks and up they fly. While I pour on that sugar in the gourd and clean up the Methodist pie. Oh, children,
oh, children,
I believe.
Oh,
little children,
oh, now, children,
don't I believe.
I believe.
Oh,
well, the
children,
the ringing and the go down and singing,
I believe.
And singing,
I'm a Methodist till I die. I'm a Methodist is my belief. I'm a Methodist till I die. Hello, grim death comes a knocking at the door. I'm a Methodist till I die.
I think they would have been a fun band to watch. They did all sorts of interesting music. That's the Greenbrier Boys, and that was an album recorded in 1964. We're going to jump forward about 50 years. 2011, Sierra Hull is a fine young talent back in 2011 on mandolin and on vocals. I have an album in front of me that was produced by Barry Bales and Sierra Hull. And Barry Bales, of course, is a fine bass player. And I've picked a couple of tracks to play. I'll Always Be Waiting For You, which is a song written by Sean Lane, and he gets to sing baritone on this one. And then the song What Do You Say, which is written by Sierra Hull herself. And Sierra plays mandolin, Clay Hess plays guitar, Ron Block plays guitar, Stuart Duncan fiddle, Barry Bales bass, and I said Sean Lane did some baritone singing there, and when there's some banjo, it's Ron Stewart playing some banjo for you. So here's some very contemporary bluegrass from Sierra Hull.
to do when it feels like no one cares about you. I'll always be waiting for you.
High-powered bluegrass tune. Great playing by Ron Stewart there on the banjo. And, of course, Rebecca Hull with her mandolin playing is just phenomenal. What have we got in front of me now? I better say hello to all the people listening out there. Some of you are listening live on Free FM 89.0. This program comes from Hamilton, New Zealand. That's my hometown. And I'm playing the bluegrass music that's on my shelves at home. So you're getting a real variety of the music, really. And big gaps in my collection, of course. But there always are in any collection. And you're getting some of my preferences and some things that even surprise me. You could be listening as a podcast on freefm.org.nz. Thank you very much for those people that tune in and pick up on the last shows. There's about 10 shows kept online at that web page, and you can dig them all out and have them playing in the background on your computer while you're working. What else? You might be listening on an access radio station throughout New Zealand, maybe from Wellington Access Radio, Otago Access Radio, Radio Southland, Arrow FM, Wairarapa, Plains FM in Christchurch, Raglan Community Radio, or Free FM in New Zealand. All those access radio stations take this program, and thank you very much for tuning in and listening. It's all at different times of the evening and the daytime sometimes. Canada, the CFBX Kamloops in British Columbia, Voice of Bombay in Newfoundland, and Radio Fanshawe in London, Ontario. Thank you very much for taking a program from the other end of the Pacific Ocean. I hope you're enjoying my take on the music. And Bluegrass Planet Radio, got some good friends there that listen regularly. Hi, Jimmy, and hi, Trey. Thank you very much for your great letters. Lovely to hear from you, and my correspondence has never got good marks, but eventually I get around to doing proper replying. But hope you're enjoying this, and I hope there's a tune on here somewhere that you're enjoying. I'm going to play an album from the Grass Schools now. When I've travelled in the USA, we always have to stop at a Cracker Barrel, which is a wonderful combination of restaurant and gift shop. And the Cracker Barrel have their own record label, and they produce special albums to be sold at Cracker Barrel. So once you've looked at the shop, then you go on and had this wonderful meal, and then you come out and then you go through the records and decide what to buy. That's exactly how I got this one. And it was the Grass Schools playing with a whole bunch of country artists. So it's a bit of a mixture of country and bluegrass, but the Grass Schools play some fine bluegrass, and I've selected some tracks there for you. The Grass Schools: Terry Eldridge on vocals and guitar, Terry Smith on vocals and bass, Jamie Johnson on vocals, Danny Roberts on vocals and mandolin, Jeremy Abshire on fiddle, and Kristen Scott Benson on banjo and guitar. I've played her from her own album, and she's a fine banjo player. And I've selected a couple of tunes that I think you might enjoy. One is Mr. Bojangles. You'll remember that way back in 1971 by the Nitty Gritty Doot Band. It's a wonderful song written by Jerry Jeff Walker. And then an instrumental by the band, the Grass Schools, called the Cracker Barrel Swing. Good name to name it, of course. And so we're all tuned up, to ready to go. Here's the Grass Schools.
A new man jangles and he danced for you in worn-out shoes, silver hair, ragged shirt, baggy pants, the old soft shoe. He jumped so high, he jumped so high, and he lightly touched down.
Met him in a cell in New Orleans, down and out. He looked to me to be the eyes of age. As he spoke right out, he talked of life. Oh, he talked of life. He laughed, licked his heels and stepped. Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles.
Those at minstrel shows and county fairs, the sound. We spoke through tears of 15 years, I was dogging him. They traveled about, the dog up and died, way up and died. After 20 years, he still grieved.
Said I'd dance out every chance in the honky-tonks
for drinks and tips,
but most of the time I spend behind these county bars,
'cause I drinks a bit.
He shook his head.
Oh, he shook his head. I heard someone ask him, please,
Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, oh, won't you dance? Won't you dance?
Oh, won't you dance? Thank you.
Well, that's a Cracker Barrel swing, and that was the Grascals playing their brand of bluegrass music. Sounds great. Wonderful instrumentalists and singers there, and it was great to hear their song, Mr. Bojangles, again. If you're local at Hamilton, there's a few things that you might like to go to. On the second Friday of the month, the Morrinsville Country Music Club has its concert in the Rotary Community Hall in Canada Street. Just costs a few dollars to get in, and there's a wonderful range of country music being played there. If you're just into bluegrass, there's a bluegrass jam session, also called Back Porch Bluegrass, on the fourth Sunday of the month. And that's at the Silverdale Normal School Common Room. That's at the south end of Silverdale Road in Hamilton. And starts at 2:30 in the afternoon, finishes at 5 o'clock. And we have a good time picking and playing some bluegrass music there. And you're welcome. That just costs a few dollars too. Very friendly bunch. Bring along your instruments and find out just how we approach our bluegrass music at a jam session in Hamilton, New Zealand. Let's hear some gospel from the masters of gospel. It's got to be Doyle Lawson, and he just does it the way it's supposed to be done. From the album, There's a Light Guiding Me, here's Doyle with Let Me Tell You About Jesus.
Let me tell you about Jesus and of what he's done for me. How he saved a poor lost sinner, now my soul has been set free. He has given many blessings, caused my heart to overflow. And I know he watches o'er me, walks with me wherever I go. Let me tell you about Jesus and of what he's done for me. How he saved a poor lost sinner, now my soul has been set free. Tell you about Jesus and of what he's done for me. How he saved a poor lost sinner, now my soul has been set free. Because he loved us so. Let me tell you about Jesus and of what he's done for me. How he saved a poor lost sinner, now my soul has been set free. How he saved a poor lost sinner, now my soul has been set free.
He really is a master of that genre, isn't he? Great songs, and that's how the band sounds when they play live too. Really clean, wonderful harmonies, and everyone in time, wonderful thing, and doing good songs always helps. Well, I said earlier in the show that I'd play another version of the Spanish two-step for Keith, and here it is, the new Spanish two-step. This was recorded in 1975. No, it wasn't. It was recorded in 1945 by Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys. It had some words to it that was written by Tommy Duncan. And first time, they'd recorded it earlier without the words, but Tommy had written some words, so it became a great dance tune. So here is the new Spanish two-step.
Ah! Down below the Rio Grande, a senorita held my hand and sweetly sang an old melody. Without a worry or a care, a rose she gave me from her hair. Then she whispered, "Si, senor, si, si." In a cabaret we danced the hours away, her eyes told more than words there could say. I told her I had to go, left her down in Mexico. The band played Spanish two-step, soft and low. Two-step, soft and low.
Well, it's not quite bluegrass, but it is the Spanish two-step, and that's a tune that's been picked up by a lot of bluegrass players because it's got such a nice melody to it, and it clips along, and it's interesting hearing the old-time fiddle version and then the original version, and I've heard it played on banjo and on mandolin and on guitar, and it's such a great tune. Well, you've been listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I hope you've enjoyed the varied selections of bluegrass music, and we'll take it out with some fine Australian bluegrass pickers, the Davidson brothers, Hamish on banjo and fiddle, and Lockie on mandolin, and they just play some great bluegrass music. And here they are with the tune, what have we got set up? These Old Blues. It's a Larry Sparks tune. See ya.
These old blues, they got me down since my sweet thing.